This is GQDN for Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. Once you do that, put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Strawberry. It's good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some stuff coming. Well, especially if we got a PlayStation. Sorry. There's a Mario Kart World online event coming. And some more console archives are coming as well. But we begin today with all the stuff that we're still going through, which would include the SSD prices now via rockpapershotgun.com. And some of the SSD drives are now going up in price again, but at a much slower rate. Now, once again, that is due to the AI and the lack of stock for the SSD prices. And that was spotted by a German tech site, Heise, something like that. And that did come during the WD and Seagate's earnings call in January. The WD CEO, Tian Yu Tan, did say that the addition of maxing out production for 2026 through the commercial agreements for 2027 and 2028 are already in place with major buyers. And Seagate CEO, William Mulsey, claimed that the company's HDD output capacity is fully allocated through the rest of the year. But the bulk of these prices are because of the hard drives, which are now causing shortages and heightened prices for the home PC users. But since that is going on, the prices will most likely go up. Now, they still snared some of the same pricing trap of the 1 terabyte Seagate Barracuda, which now costs about $108. But on the site, they're saying 80 pounds. And that was up from 52 pounds at the end of January and 43 pounds in December of 2025. So the prices will still be going up. But with that going up, people are still getting video games. In fact, there has been some debate on whether or not Crimson Desert is an RPG or not. Via IGN.com, that is the debate. In fact, Pearl Abyss did give an official description. Quote, Crimson Desert is an open-world action-adventure game set in the beautiful yet brutal continent of Piwell. Embark on a journey as the Greymain Cliff and restore what has been lost. Explore uncharted lands, fight against threats that stand in your way, and discover the wonders of the world has in store. End quote. But people are still wondering why, or wondering if it is an RPG anyway. I shouldn't have said wondering why. But is it an RPG? Could it be a Souls-like? In fact, there are some debates going on over at X, where one of the fans did say, quote, I think everyone is aware it's not marked as an RPG. It still has a ton of RPG systems, gear scores, skill points, to progress skill trees and stats to increase for builds. Another fan said, quote, it absolutely does have RPG elements. But somebody else did say, quote, what makes an RPG has become very unclear line, as well as how many action adventure games are RPGs. It's more akin to Just Cause or Shadow of Mordor, which is what I wanted, end quote. In fact, Miss 5000 Watts up on Xer did say, quote, I think this is one of the reasons why they're being really careful to call it a RPG, not to call it an RPG. That term has expectations from the player that Crimson Desert doesn't have. CD definitely strikes me as an open world action adventure with incredibly fun combat sandbox. So will it be an RPG or not? We'll find out when it comes out. Because in the esports corner, oh, we're going Nintendo now. GameSub.com did say that the race for first place, the Mario Kart World European Online event, is coming to Switch 2. And this will be the Mario Kart World. And if you want to participate in the event, you'll have to make sure that everything is good So what you have to do is launch Mario Kart World. From the main menu, go to Online Play, press the minus button to open the search for an event menu, and then you have to enter the event ID 1023. Once you enter it, you'll be placed in an event lobby where you can practice on the featured tracks before the tournament window begins. Now, this is a European window, so nothing for America just yet. But you can stay tuned to Games Hub for more tips. That's what they want you to do. You can stay tuned to us instead. Well, we'll see what happens with this one. No prizes as of yet. But we'll see what happens. But we did see Nintendo Switch, which I believe the console archives are there, along with PlayStation 5. And they will be coming February 19th for $8. And that'll be the console archives Days and Beyond. They'll be coming on Switch 2 and PlayStation 5 on February 19th. But if you're looking for that one, you can look for this one too. Once again, we're sticking with PlayStation 5 because there's something that's coming to the store. And it's the Chinese Rooms Still Wakes the Deep. 75% off right now until February 26th. So you got 10 days. Right now it's $8.74. And it'll revert back to $35 when it's off the sale list. But that's not the only thing for PlayStation. Ubisoft's The Rogue Prince of Persia will get some free content updates, which is available now. And they did show the Breathless update, which will have some new freeze elements, arenas, and higher difficulty options, weapon and tool fixes, new tools, new medallions, fast pacing, Abellio's breath improvements, and tutorial rework. So go and enjoy that one. But we will end with a post from X. Chad Conselmo said, quote, "It might not be as massive as Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, or Kingdom Hearts, but we're launching a new game this week that is actually really great. Check it out if you love a good mystery. It is called Paranorm Asite, The Mermaid's Curse." In fact, Game Informer gave it a 9 out of 10. Dual Shockers gave it an 8.5 out of 10. Nintendo Life gave it a 7 out of 10. Pretty high scores. We give you high scores too. You all get them. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.